Hello, my name is Nate Sanchez, and I'm the producer and host of Supplying Success, a podcast that spotlights the state of supplier diversity in today's business world. In this series, you'll hear from guests that are recognized experts in supplier diversity, and I want to remind everyone, the diverse supplier marketplace consists of certified minority-owned businesses known as MBEs, the Minority Supplier Development Councils that certify MBE companies, and, notably, the major corporations that contract with these MBEs to purchase goods and services. For this episode, I want to introduce a very special guest today, Ms. Grace Hastings, who is the supply chain director or the supplier diversity manager at Encore. How are you doing today, Ms. Hastings?
I'm doing great, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad, not too bad. Okay. Just wrapping up this podcast. You are our last but not least interview in this six episode series. So, I guess to start off. Talk about your background in supplier diversity and, what all you've done, because obviously I'm only able to glean so much from your LinkedIn profile about your role as the supplier diversity manager at Encore. So I guess, yeah, just talk about your background and stuff you're involved with.
All right. Well, I've been with the company for 34 years. And during that time, I grew through different organizations, starting as a bilingual phone rep in the customer service area. From that point, going through procurement and materials management, I really got an opportunity to understand supply chain and procurement and what a buyer has to go through and what they're looking for when we look for suppliers. So then I found a passion that I had for supplier diversity. At that point, I did go back to school and finish my degree because that was one of the requirements the vice president had asked me to do. So I did that, and it was a great opportunity for me to learn more about the entrepreneurial side of the business, taking some entrepreneurial classes. At that point, a position opened up in supplier diversity, and I was, I got the position. And at that point, I started to really dig into supplier diversity a lot more, finding opportunities for diverse suppliers to become part of our supply chain, engaging with the diverse supplier community, while still using the background of supply chain and procurement and materials management to help me make sure that I was finding suppliers that were a good fit for Encore. So I worked my way up to this position, but this is the ultimate position I wanted to have.
So just generally, why is supplier diversity important in the business world?
So supplier diversity is important for many reasons. One of them being, I don't want to just list them off one, two, three, but part of it is the opportunity. We have to be sure that we are providing opportunities for diverse suppliers to compete. It's not always an equal or level playing field, and my job and the opportunity that I get to bring diverse suppliers to the table to compete is what helps the diversity supplier community grow. They're also bringing unique talents and unique skills to supply chain, bringing that to our company. And those skills and talents that diverse suppliers bring and the agility they have to move quickly, not like a big corporation that takes forever to turn from one direction to another, diverse suppliers have that agility, and they make Encore a better company and a stronger company. And there's not layers of communication you have to go through. So that's a couple of the things that they bring to the supply chain area.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, in these interviews that I've definitely gleaned is, I've talked to corporate buyers, I've talked to MBEs, WBEs, and all of them have kind of been beating the same drum about, the biggest thing that we can bring to the table is flexibility, and we can adjust to our clients. It's not like, we're like you said, big corporations, they have their set practices and it's hard for them to adjust. MBEs, WBEs can all adjust. What are you looking for at, like, from Encore's perspective? What are you looking for in a diverse supplier when you're, looking through all the different, because obviously there's a lot of them out there. So what are you looking for that, sticks out most?
The main thing is, we're looking for suppliers that understand who Encore is. They need to understand our culture. They need to understand our business. They need to understand our requirements, because there are not a lot of companies like Encore. Yes, there's electric transmission and distribution, but in the state of Texas, it's a little bit different than other states. So suppliers that come to do business with Encore need to know what we do, how we do it, you know, to at least a certain point, depending on if they're technology or if they're doing marketing and promotions or translation services, they need to know who we are. And then we're also looking for suppliers that are coming with solutions. Come to the table with a solution. If you know who we are, you're going to know probably what we need or have an idea of what we need. And even if you've worked with other utilities, that's even better because you're understanding the environment and you're understanding the product and services that we provide. So bringing those unique solutions to the table to say, I've got something that I know can help you, that's one of the big things that I'm looking for.
So, you know, along that same line, you know, once the, so you're looking for all this stuff, and then once they get a contract, what do you do to support them once they receive a contract? Because it's like, obviously, you know, it's a whole process to get them in the door, get them a contract and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you also have to support them and help them grow and flourish and just provide support to them. So what do you guys do to support diverse suppliers?
The what you talked about is once you get them in, helping them grow, that's where I have the real passion too. We've got several suppliers that started as small businesses with us back in the late 90s, early 90s, and now they're huge corporations that are in different categories. So bringing a supplier in, a smaller supplier, they're going to need some mentoring. They're going to need support to understand how we process things, understand the communication process, how it works at our company, and the levels of responsibility at our company and who to communicate with. So all of that takes a little bit of mentoring. Anytime one of the diverse suppliers that is doing a contract with Encore has a question, they have my number. Any of them can call me. If they need help figuring out how do we get to accounting or how do we get to the right level of director because we've got some questions, that's what I'm there for, to help them make sure that either the person they have the contract with and who the administrator is helping them, or I can help them find the right connection if they have a question. Because we don't want them to fail. We want them to succeed, and we want them to grow. So that being said, I'm there to do whatever I can and connect them with whoever I can to help them be successful and continue to grow their business.
And, you know, obviously there's, you know, from y'all's standpoint, there's an evaluation part of it. How has you guys' strategy on evaluating your diverse suppliers changed over the years? And obviously, you know, maybe it has, maybe it hasn't, but it just seems like, you know, diversity in the workplace and diverse suppliers are just looked at and analyzed a lot differently with like recent societal changes. So have you guys had any changes in that way, if any?
I wouldn't say a significant shift has happened for us because Encore has always tried to make sure we're using diverse suppliers and that we're including looking at what they do and how they do it in the evaluation. So when I say bringing a supplier to the table so they can potentially get a contract, my job is to make sure that they're being evaluated equally and fairly during that process. So we haven't really changed that a whole lot because we've been doing supplier diversity for a long time and we're doing some really good work with diverse suppliers. Now going forward with evaluations, once a supplier does get a contract, yes, we have, depending on the category that they're working in and depending on the level of criticality of the job that they're doing, there are some scheduled evaluations that go throughout the term of the contract. And we have leadership engaged in some of those evaluations. We look at safety, we look at performance, typical things that you would look at for anyone, because whether it's a diverse supplier or not, we expect the same level of performance. So that's why we have mentoring going on, because sometimes there's a little tweak that may need to be done to get them to that level, and that one little tweak will make them our outstanding supplier. That's what the mentoring does, to make sure they understand how we need it done, why we need it done that way. We're very key on safety, and that will help the suppliers grow and continue to be partners with Encore.
So, you know, these MBEs, obviously the big benefit for them is they get a contract with a corporate buyer, and you know, they get mentoring and all this awesome stuff. But what's the biggest, you mentioned like flexibility being a big benefit. What are some of the other benefits, or some of the other most important benefits that corporate buyers get from doing business with MBEs or WBEs?
The network, I think. The flexibility that they provide, of course, we need that. We need the unique ideas they have. A lot of diverse suppliers think outside the box of the traditional way of doing things. And so that engages our suppliers in opportunities to learn different ways of doing things. And that may help the buyer or our sourcing team next time we're going out to source something to say, this diverse supplier brought it to us this way. This might work in another situation. Mm-hmm. So just the out of the box and the creative thinking about how things can be done differently that are even more efficient and better, that's a unique talent that diverse suppliers bring to us. So that's one of the things they get. And then again, the networking. When you meet a diverse supplier and my buyers go to the events with me, all of our buyers are at the networking events, we get a great opportunity to build our network of diverse suppliers. And the wonderful thing about the MWBE community, these diverse suppliers, they have a network and they can bring on additional suppliers and introduce you to them. And it may be something you didn't think about, and the next thing you know, oh, here's another solution that we didn't think about that another diverse supplier might be able to bring to the table and will help us do something more efficiently, more creatively, faster, easier. So that network that you have with the diverse suppliers is also another, I think, another bonus of working with diverse suppliers for the buyers.
So, you know, does Encore have specific goals with having diverse suppliers?
We do have goals. Encore has a goal that we track every year to make sure that we continue to increase our spend with diverse suppliers year over year. That's our goal. And we've been blessed to be able to do that over the last, most of the years that we've been doing business as Encore. So we're normally at around about a 12% diversity spend, which is, you can look at one way, you can look at it by percentage or you can look at it by dollars. And nobody ever compares the numbers apples to apples, because one way may sound better if you say percentage and it may sound better if you say dollars. But the bottom line is we're increasing our spend, we're increasing the opportunities, and we're measuring that. And it goes all the way up to our leadership, to the senior leadership team and to the board of directors. So it's very visible information to see how we're tracking with our diversity spend.
So the other thing that I think that, you know, I've hit on this with, I think, every interview I've had so far is, you know, something that I like to ask. And I wonder how important do, from the corporate buyer perspective, how important is it to see MBE to MBE spend? And, you know, what does that do for the economy, for MBEs, and for corporate buyers?
Well, again, like I said, the network between the MBEs is significant. And if an MBE has an opportunity to bring another one to the table for a partnership, that's good to see as a buyer perspective, because we know that they have a network and that they're working together. And if they can work together, they can work together with us as well. So it's just another side of the diverse suppliers' total business that we get to see when that happens. And when you talked about economic development, I did want to mention that, because doing business with the diverse suppliers is huge with regards to the economic development. Those jobs that are created when we do business with diverse suppliers, the impact on the community, they're paying taxes, these people that get jobs and work with Encore and get to go to the movies, that's jobs for somebody else. They have money to do those things, or buy their kids some new school clothes because school is getting ready to start. All that's the economic impact from the work we're doing with diverse suppliers to create more jobs, to create more opportunities, and to create more income going throughout the community. That economic development's really important to Encore and to our work with diverse suppliers. And we want to be sure we're using the right diverse suppliers and as many as we can use when the situation is conducive to good business and good products and good services for our customers. But it's all about the economic development in Encore service territory and the customers we serve.
Yeah, I definitely think, like, with economic development, with, you know, regards to that, I really think that you hear about all these, like the big corporate buyers are the big names that you hear about. But, you know, through this project and through this internship, I've really gotten to learn about, you know, the importance of MBEs, WBEs, and how they're kind of like, they're kind of the driving force under that doesn't get the publicity, but it's kind of like, you know, it's driving everything that goes on in the business world just about. And, mm-hmm. you know, I never realized the extent that businesses invest in supplier diversity with, you know, obviously like with your position, having whole branches dedicated to supplier diversity.
Right. And people don't think about it. You see it, but you're not even realizing it happen. So when you talk about economic development, people are thinking, oh, you know, these big corporations are hiring people and that's the jobs and everything. But like you said, they're the, like the engine behind, or the tugboat, you know, pulling. Either way, whichever one you want to use, the work that they do, the jobs they create, that's keeping the economy going. And that's why we need to support these businesses, because they're hiring a lot of people, and they're hiring people in our communities, and they're offering opportunities for new young entrepreneurs, because someday these businesses may be big and sell their business. We've got to have other entrepreneurs ready to take over or start new businesses or be more creative and develop new solutions and products that can keep serving Encore and other corporations. But those are the entrepreneurs that are doing that.
So you mentioned networking earlier, and I think a big part of networking, especially for MBEs and WBEs, is the DFW MSDC, and like, I guess not just the DFW MSDC, but sort of, you know, all of the local councils, you know, around the country, and the national one as well.
Right.
What are the benefits, you know, for an MBE to become like officially MBE certified, and like just the role that the DFW MSDC plays in certifying these MBEs?
Right. The DFW MSDC, which is Dallas-Fort Worth Minority Supplier Development Council, is an outstanding organization. They provide a legitimate, valid third-party certification to validate that these companies are diverse suppliers. As a supplier diversity professional and a company that looks for diverse suppliers, that's critical for us to validate that we're doing business with certified diverse suppliers. We don't want to do business with front company. We don't want to do business with somebody that is just in it to get that certification and then they're going to sell the business to somebody else. That's not what it's about. It's about validating their certification, then the opportunity to do business with them. And the other great thing about the council is the educational opportunities they provide. So they provide all different types of sessions for the minority businesses to come and learn about maybe how you do a business case or a business plan, or developing forecasting into the future. They have different opportunities and different experts that come in to speak, and a lot of them are corporate members that come and speak to the council and come and speak to the MBEs. So those opportunities are there when you become a member of the council, and then again the networking with regards to getting to meet Encore and other companies that are there as corporate members. There's no way a diverse supplier would have the opportunity to meet all the major corporations that are at those events if they weren't at one of the networking events. So it's just a great opportunity for companies that are ready to do business with diverse suppliers, and for the diverse suppliers ready to jump into the business world with corporate America.
Yeah, obviously all the MSDC branches, and specifically the DFW one, does a great job with helping out MBEs for all the reasons you just rattled off there. What's the biggest growth that you've seen? I guess keep it down to locally. What's the biggest growth that you've seen in the local economy for MBEs, and just how the climate has changed for them in recent years?
Okay, I'm going to speak on behalf to what I'm seeing with regards to Encore. Everybody's moving to Texas, as we know, and Encore covers a huge area of the state of Texas. So with the growth of corporations coming here, more entrepreneurs coming here, people moving here for their families, the construction and the need for more transmission and distribution to support all those people that are moving here to keep the electricity going and provide them electricity how they need it. That is huge right now. And with all that being said, the more people that come, then there's additional opportunities again. People want marketing. People want people that design clothes. People that want need more technology. So it's all about, first we've got to get them here, and we've got to have the infrastructure to support the people that get here. And then from there, the growth is just going to, I think it's going to be exponential, because we're growing so fast in Texas. And we're blessed that we're growing fast, but it is a lot of work, and we need good, diverse suppliers that can keep it up with us and with the growth that we're trying to keep up with for everybody that's coming to Texas. I think that's the biggest thing right now.
So, I guess not just with DFW MSTC, just in general. And I guess if you have a perspective in reference to the DFW MSTC, that's fine. But what progress, because obviously there's been great progress recently, but what progress still needs to be made for MBEs to be successful? Progress that needs to be made in supplier diversity. They talk about the 1% plus plan at the DFW MSTC quarterly luncheon. Mm-hmm. Just what are some of the changes that you think need to happen in order to continue this recent progress?
Right. Well, earlier you mentioned some of the social issues that have happened over the last couple of years. And I think that has created quite an awareness of the inequities that are out there with regards to I'm talking in supplier diversity right now, with regards to the opportunities, the funding, the capital that they can find, diverse suppliers. The awareness is the first step. If you're not aware of it, if you don't understand it, then you can't do anything about it. We don't have an excuse now. Nobody does. Everybody's aware of it now. So now we have to take the steps to make those changes so we can have equity across all the categories of diverse suppliers. People don't think that a small minority business can do what a large corporation can sometimes. Well, we've proven that they can, because we've done business with these small diverse suppliers or medium diverse suppliers, and they've been successful, and we're still using them because they are successful. So we need to continue to grow that and continue to grow those small businesses once we start doing work with them, once any corporation does. Once you get them to the table, they compete, they win that business. We need to keep growing their opportunities and their business so we can get that 1% growth the Minority Council is talking about. It doesn't sound significant when you say 1%, but when you look at the overall impact of the dollar value and you look at the overall impact of the jobs created and the impact on the communities, it is very significant. So again, I think we started with the awareness. The awareness is there. We know they can do it. We need to keep going forward. And like I said, keep the supply chain opportunities open for new entrepreneurs to come along, because these companies are going to get bigger and grow, maybe sell their company. We need to have the next ones ready to go. I think that's the main thing is the equity, the opportunity to have a seat at the table and to compete and do business, and they can do the business and they can do a good job. I think that's the main thing.
Yeah, there's really been like a heightened awareness recently, and I think that has kind of led to all these positive changes. And obviously, right, there's much more progress that needs to be made, but this is a good start, and it's definitely heading in the right direction. Before we wrap up, do you have anything else you'd like to add on any of the things we discussed, the MSDC, supplier diversity, or any of that?
Just the fact that when you said it's a good start just a moment ago, that is correct. It is a good start, and we can't let it just trail off now. We know the impact we can make, each of us, whether you're a diverse supplier, a corporate member, a buyer, supplier diversity professional, we all have a role to play, and we all can make a positive impact on that growth, and it could be way more than 1%. There's no reason it can't be more than 1%, but you've got to start somewhere. So here we go with the 1%, and I have a feeling it'll be bigger than that. So I would just say to the diverse suppliers, get out there, do your networking, get certified. It's critically important that you're certified. And then be persistent it takes a while. Now, no doesn't mean never. It may mean not now. So stay persistent and then listen to what the corporations are telling you they need. You'll hear when you go to these networking events. So focus on that. Network, make those connections, build those relationships. That's where they're going to remember you to say, I've met this supplier at this event and I think they can participate. That's how you're going to make those connections and get those opportunities.
Well, I really appreciate you doing this interview. But before we wrap it up, I do need to offer thanks to ISP Studios for letting us use their awesome studio, and especially this podcast studio that we're using right now, as well as the Logisticorp Group. They made this whole internship project possible. So thank you to ISP Studios. Thank you to the Logisticorp Group. And thank you so much for doing this, Ms. Hastings. This was awesome. Like I said, last but not least, certainly not least, I definitely learned a lot. And I think just to wrap up this project as a whole, since this is the last interview, I really have learned a lot about supplier diversity. I never knew, like I said earlier, I think I mentioned earlier, the extent of, you know, that businesses or that corporations go to with supplier diversity and how much that's grown recently is really awesome to see. And I guess I've just learned a lot about something that I didn't know a ton about before this summer. So I'm really grateful for that. And, you know, this podcast project, if you're listening, make sure to check out all of the different episodes, because I think the best part about this was I got different perspectives from all sorts of different perspectives. Yeah. I had, you know, three corporate buyers. And I talked to Don McNeely, who works with who runs MBN USA, which is a massive vehicle for minority businesses. I talked to a couple MBEs themselves. So a lot of great perspectives on a really important issue that, you know, it's critical to both society and to the business world.
Right. And I love when you said that you learned so much about supplier diversity, because now that you've learned so much, you can go share that information. Mm-hmm. And that's what we all need to do, share the information. If somebody doesn't understand it or know what it is, you have an opportunity to help them learn and help be part of the change and part of the impact that we're trying to make happen.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much for listening to Supplying Success, a podcast that spotlights the state of supplier diversity in today's business world. Make sure to check out all six parts of this podcast series. And again, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.